The Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston is just what its name implies. Shape-shifting, but in sound, composition, and tone. For more than a decade, they've specialized in bringing together familiar and underperformed works in highly curated concerts. This weekend, the ensemble will be performing its season finale with a special series called And Told in Song. They'll be featuring deeply personal, biographical works that reveal the inner lives of five different composers. I recently spoke with Deborah Bolden, artistic director of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, and we talked about three of the five composers, beginning with contemporary British composer Judith Weir.
Well, I actually was very drawn to her music because all of her pieces take storytelling and narrative as their starting point. And she melds classical music traditions with folk music as well. In doing that, it has a really unique texture and really unique sound. She draws on a lot of Scottish bagpiping music.
She's composed a piece called Sketches from a Bagpiper's Album.
It was written in 1984, and it's scored for clarinet and piano, and it was written about a bagpiper named James Reed. James Reed was a member of the Jacobite army. He was captured by the English in the last major battle of the Jacobite uprising of 1746 at Culloden Moor, which is in the north of Scotland. And he was put on trial for high treason. And he argued in his trial that he wasn't an active combatant. He didn't have a weapon. He carried only the bagpipes.
And even though the bagpipers traveled with the military.
Exactly. And that was the judge's feeling, that all Highland regiments marched with a bagpiper at the helm, and as a result, the bagpipes were a weapon, and he was convicted of high treason and put to death for it.
Now, Judith Weir's piece, Sketches from a Bagpiper's Album, if I heard you correctly, it doesn't call for a bagpipe to be one of the instruments in the piece, right?
No, it's for clarinet and piano. And what she does is she uses the basic intervals and melodies of a Scottish bagpipe tune and the classical Scottish bagpiping tradition called pibroch as the basis of the piece. This melding of folk traditions, I think, really touches a chord with me. And she believes that a composer has a real place in the community. And using folk music actually connects her with her community. And so that really drew me in, actually.
So let's talk about another piece that the Chameleon Arts Ensemble will be playing. It's called Impressions d'Enfance, and who's it by?
It's by George Enescu. He's a Romanian composer. He lived from 1881 to 1955. He was born in a small town called Leveni in the north of Romania, which actually incidentally was renamed in his honor. So the town is called George Enescu now.
And it's a series of 10 actual miniature pieces?
Miniatures or musical vignettes that are linked together. They're played without a pause. And they're meant to evoke his childhood in Romania. And you could interpret it as following the course of an entire day. And it's a remarkable work. It does not follow a linear narrative. Instead, it's like opening up a magical picture book with incredibly beautiful paintings transporting you to another place, another time, to his world as a child. And every time you turn the page, you're in a new scene.
Deborah Bolden, I hear birds.
He does. He requires the violinist and the pianist to mimic throughout the piece a wide array of the people, animals.
Well, it sounds beautiful. But this was actually written towards the end of his life in roughly 1940?
Yes. He was 59 at the time, and it was relatively near the end of his life. He was in ill health at the time. So, you know, the idea of looking back on one's life becomes very poignant. I've been long fascinated with works written at the end of composers' lives. they know exactly who they are. And you can hear this in their music. There's nothing left to prove, and it's just the essence of that person. And I think that's very powerful.
We have a little bit more from George Enescu's Impressions d'Enfance. This is from the first movement called Strolling Fiddler.
I'm really excited to hear it live. It's a rarely performed piece. There are incredible technical demands on both violinist and pianist. It's very, very virtuosic.
So Deborah Bolden, let's talk about one more composer that the Chameleon Arts Ensemble will be featuring. And this one is probably the most popularly known, if I can say, and he is Robert Schumann. So yes. What from his repertoire have you chosen?
Yes, I chose Frauenliebe und Leben, which is a song cycle, very famous song cycle, written in 1840 for soprano and piano. And it translates to A Woman's Life and Love. And it follows a narrative of a woman's love affair from first seeing her man to betrothal and marriage and having children, and ends with the sudden death of her lover.
So Deborah Bolden, Robert Schumann is very famous for having written many things for his wife, Clara. Is this one of those pieces?
Yes. This was written in 1840. It was part of what scholars call his Year of Song. In 1839, he started a long and protracted legal battle to win the right to marry Clara. In July of 1840, he finally won this legal battle, and he was going to marry her, and that's when he started writing this particular cycle. And it's notable because the song cycle itself follows in a very interesting and kind of eerie parallel Robert and Clara's life together. He dies after only 16 years of marriage, and she's left completely heartbroken. So the fact that he decided to end this cycle with the woman being heartbroken at the loss of her husband is even more poignant.
Well, I have to finally ask you about the name, Chameleon Arts Ensemble.
Well, the word chameleon has to do with changing colors, changing hats, we change repertoire, we change instrumentation. So the Chameleons are built of a group of 13 artist members, winds, strings, piano, percussion, harp. We can come together in any kind of combination of instruments from two to perhaps eight. And since we perform works from the classical era to today, that's also kind of changing our stripes each time. And we actually tend not to repeat works as well. Over the last, the last 14 years, we've played something in the neighborhood of 300 or so works by 180 different composers. So we're always giving audiences something new to listen to.
Deborah Bolden is the artistic director of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Deborah Bolden, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a joy to be here. Thank you.
The Chameleon Arts Ensemble performs its season finale series called As Told in Song this weekend in Boston. More information is at radioboston.org.
Thank you. That's our show today. Monday on our program, when it comes to education, the more learning, the better. So why not extend the school day in all schools? The case in favor of longer school days in Massachusetts. That's Monday on Radio Boston.
The program is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Albert, Dan Mossy, and Amory Sievertson.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
And today we say goodbye to our very talented intern, Annie Ropeek. It's been such a pleasure working with you, and we wish you all the best, Annie. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
That's what I thought. And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.